This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Boys at 161st Street. Thanks for joining us today, as always. Before we get this rolling, we would really appreciate it if you guys could take 2 seconds and leave a review on iTunes. It really helps us out. All right, that's enough begging. This is another episode of Roll Call, a mini-series where we individually talk about each player on the Yankees. 15 minutes starts now. Want to give a quick shout out to our most recent reviews on iTunes, Trey33 and B Coleboy. Thanks, guys. We really appreciate reading these. Makes us want to do more content, so keep them coming. All right, yeah. Welcome back to another episode of Roll Call. This episode is all about our boy Mikey T, the sock man, Mike Talkman. How we doing? What do we think about Mike Talkman, boys?
I don't know. I think that my personal opinion is that he's been I don't know what I'm talking about right now.
I'm personally a big Mike Talkman guy. One of those Cashman finds, diamonds in the rough. I mean, where did that guy come from? Also, not just a Cashman find, another steal we took from the Rockies. I mean, the Rockies have been just handing us over quality players. Him, Ottavino. Who else came from the Rockies? I feel like he was another one. Regardless. He's 28 years old, had a pretty damn good year. Some were talking about him being the best Mike T in baseball for a little bit because his defensive run save numbers were among the best, if not the best, during whatever month that was. I'm a big Mike Talkman guy, lefty at the plate. What do you guys think?
I think that originally that I wasn't crazy about him because he did have average stats throughout most of the season. I think that a lot of us were blinded by, what was that month? Was it his July month where he hit over 400, almost 500, which was just ridiculous. And yeah, that's when a lot of people started coming after him saying that he was the best Mike T in baseball and that he was coming out and being the superstar on the Yankees organization and carrying the team, which was 100% true, especially for the month of July and carry a lot of momentum. But I don't know. I think that the rest of the season is kind of blinded by that because if you take a look at, you know, you have the month before that hitting 250, and then the month before that, which was in April, hitting 282, which is still decent. But again, I think a lot of us are blinded by that 1 month crazy run that he had.
Listen, I'm sure he's a nice guy. All right. I'm sure he's got a wonderful family. I think he's got a dog. Nice guy. But we, as an organization, are not in great shape if we're relying on Mike Talkman. When he got, like, yes, he had a great July. He hit over 400, but he did that in 16 games. So it was like you had a hot, like, half a month, pretty much. Besides that, I mean, when he really got playing time in April and March, he was not good. He was not good in June in limited playing time. And then, you know, the rest of the season, he was all right.
Yeah.
He's a good fourth outfielder, but just like, you know, CeCe Sabathia was a great fifth starter. He is what he is. Let's not over glorify him because he robbed a home run.
Yeah. And honestly, that robbed home run, a lot of people are saying the easiest place to rob a home run is at Camden Yards because the fence is not very tall.
It's up to your waist.
However, his knees were at the top of the wall. So I'm going to give him that one no matter where it was. Maybe not the monster at Fenway, but anyway, I think him as an outfielder, maybe the bat isn't obviously what it was just during July, but he did finish the season at .277. That's a better batting average than a lot of people on the team. Granted, he only played 87 games,
I think that's overshadowed by that month, though. You take a look at what I was saying before, June and April, he batted below 200.
You're right. Well, did he bat 400 during July?
July, he batted 423 to be exact.
Okay. So,
and the other 2 months was below 200.
So I will.
And that was only 15 or whatever, 16 games.
Yeah.
So it's not like he did that, like, wow, he had 400 and he played 22 games.
Yeah. And I hate to quote Murph over here, but the small sample size really is that 16 games. And if we're talking about a month where he had the most at bats, which was in April, he had 62 at bats. That's when he batted his lowest at 177. Not trying to stab him anyway, but I'm saying,
oh yeah, we got to rip these kids. Whether it's good or bad, we got to take these players apart. But
I'm just saying, this is my take on him. I think that he was a great player that month. He really drove the team. He was a huge part of the next man up.
Yeah,
the whole thing. But, I think, got to look at the facts.
I think Mike Tauchman is similar to players like Gio, players just like that need to have another season of production and show what they've shown that they were good at, do it again. Like, maybe Mike Tauchman isn't a hitter. Gio might not be a hitter also. But we know both of those players are actually more similar than I even thought, because they're both very good defensively by their trade. That's what they are. So that's what Mike Tauchman's going to give you, because that dude's an athlete. He'll play every one of the positions better than almost every player on the team, aside from Judge. And Hicks is probably a better outfielder than him. But anyway, he's a top three outfielder.
So he'll play better outfield than the bad outfielder.
Yeah. All right, but
you know,
however,
the bad outfielder that hits 50 home runs.
But I'm saying, are we specifically talking about Stanton right now?
No, I'm just like, you know.
I don't know. I think his defensive run save numbers speak for themselves. Those numbers weren't a lie. Like, he was actually getting more defensive run saves. I'm not looking at it right now. I'll actually look it up. But his defensive run save numbers were higher than every other outfielder in the game, up there with Mookie Betts, Aaron Judge, Mike Trout, all of them. And those are numbers that accumulate over time. Like, having it, getting numbers that are that close to them in a shorter time span is more impressive. I get the small sample size, but that's ridiculous.
Listen, I don't wish anything bad on the guy. And those are some great, like, advanced statistics that you gave me. If every outfielder is healthy, he's our fifth outfielder.
Who's number four, you think?
Gardner.
I would agree with that 100%.
If everyone's healthy, he's the fifth outfielder.
And that's not a bad problem to have.
Yeah, that's but...
That's great.
And then, Clint is a couple, months of showing, that he's gotten rid of the yips of last year when he couldn't catch a cold. And then, he skips Tauchman because of potential, age, the upside's much bigger.
See, that was another interesting storyline last year, because when Clint was on that cusp of coming up and we didn't know who was going to get called up for like the last roster spot and the 40 man, all that stuff, then Mike Tauchman gets the nod and we're like, who is Mike Tauchman? And then Mike Tauchman immediately has that 420 batting average in July. And that sends
immediately.
We're
talking 4 months later.
Yeah. I forget when he got called.
Tauchman was on the opening day roster.
Well, all right, that's what I meant. I misspoke that. I meant he came up and then we didn't know who Mike Tauchman was, and then he's keeping Clint down that whole time. Like, Clint didn't have an opportunity to come up because Mike Tauchman was producing.
Clint kept himself down. Clint kept himself down with his attitude, the impression he made on his teammates by, not standing in front of his locker. And then he got the yips. And then, the ankle. Any opportunity to get him out of there and get that distraction gone while you're already trying to overcome injuries, you take.
So you think if Clint doesn't do the off the field stuff, there's no sock man?
Yeah.
For sure.
I think so.
Yeah. No, that's a fair point.
I think at a certain point, they're like, management is just like, we're kind of tired of dealing with this.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. I didn't even think about that. I mean, it's literally the
Where are we going to invest our time and energy? How much time and energy are you going to invest on the 25th guy?
And how much is he worth it with the amount he's producing?
Yeah.
So based on the stats last year and what we've obviously already ripped apart, because I thought this was going to be a nice Mike Talkman episode, but turns out this isn't a Mike Talkman
it's
podcast.
It's nice. I said he's a nice guy.
No, it's great.
He's got a dog, too. He's got a dog, too.
So
there we go. Good for him.
What do we expect out of him this year? Obviously, the stats are a little bit different because we don't know how many games we're going to be playing. And obviously, he was going to have more of a shot to be a starter, honestly, if had the season started at the regular opening day, March 26th, because obviously people were hurt. What do we expect out of him as a role and maybe stats after that?
Are you guys like stat nerds?
No, not really. We're more of the eye test.
Okay. Yeah. Like I'm an eye test guy. Because there's not baseball, I haven't been looking up a lot of stats. Yeah. I'm not a big stat guy on George's box, but I looked up Talkman stats, and they're doing on Baseball Reference simulated games.
Yeah, with the out of the park.
They're simulating that right now, Mike Talkman would be batting 350 with 5 home runs in 20 games. What are we talking about here?
Maybe
who are they playing? Are they playing the minor league Orioles for the whole month?
Well, I actually did play the simulation is out of the park 21. Our friend who's the Red Sox fan, he got us to download it. It's actually allegedly a really, really accurate simulation. So maybe they know something we don't about Mike Talkman, but we do play the Orioles like 8 times in the beginning of that season, so that could be a reason.
Still, 350 is...
Hey, maybe he batted 400 one month. Why can't he bat 350 one month?
This is also saying Judge wouldn't be back yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, some interesting things.
Where's he getting 20 games?
No, he was out in that simulation for like a month and a half. It was tough. It was tough to deal with. We were not doing well. The Rays were above us by a lot. I was down like 12 games. Not a good look, but... Yeah.
I think that, you know, obviously a lot depends on playing time for sure. But if we're saying that he's going to be a regular utility guy playing with in and out of the lineup, I think he's going to have a very similar season than from what he did in that last month that he was healthy last year in August when he hit, you know, about 270. He had just in the month, he had 5 bombs and 18 RBIs. I think that's a more realistic stat line for him if he's playing throughout the entire season as a utility guy.
Yeah. I mean, I like Mike Talkman as a depth piece, and obviously in a regular season is 162 games. So him getting those spot starts when we're fully healthy, obviously we're never fully healthy. So he is actually a very important piece to this team.
I think he also falls into the Tyler Wade theory I have for young bloggers, podcasters.
Why don't you
Talkman
share with
seems that? Like, so, oh yeah, because we told it off air. I think that you guys are Tyler Wade and Mike Talkman, and I think they are the same in the infield and the outfield. Like that, they are what they are. But they're young, they're good looking, and in the back of your mind somewhere, you think you can like drink with them. They're more approachable to get on your podcast, and like you think that could turn into like, oh, we're at the same place, or like, you know, some shit like that. It turns into DMs. Maybe it's not this year. Maybe it's next year. You guys are getting a drink.
And you know what? I'm okay with that. So
Tyler,
if you're listening, we're open.
I think that's why it's like you guys, Hubs and Tommy Smokes, and then the John Boy guys. Like they love Tyler Wade and Mike Talkman. Sock man.
See, another thing, I agree with that, but I think on the to defend Tyler Wade is actually, yes, he's like that as well. But Tyler Wade is more, I know this isn't the Tyler Wade episode, but he also has so many tools that if he were to figure out the bat, that's why we're so excited about him.
Because if he could figure out the most important part of playing the game, it'd be
More than half of it.
I know. And we always say that that's a lot.
If I could dunk, it would totally change my basketball game.
All right. Well, I'm just saying he has the other 4 or 3 tools that he can run like he can. He's the fastest runner I've ever seen. He's just a lightning bolt. He can.
He's
obviously
the fastest kid in his class.
Yeah, and that kid has the most friends. And that's why we want to drink with him.
Exactly.
It all comes together.
That's exactly
and
what
he's
it
good
is.
Looking.
Yeah.
All right.
He's a fucking cool guy.
So let's close out Mike Talkman here. So JJ, what do you think we can expect out of Mike Talkman this year?
You know, he's a average player till Hicks comes back. Mm-hmm. So there might be a season where Tauchman is on the roster because there'll be, I think, expanded rosters.
Yeah. Yeah, which is, it's interesting that you said that when Hicks comes back, because Hicks might start the season whenever we start, if we start whatever plan they have, but midway through the year, if we miss, Hicks starts the season opening day, Tauchman doesn't have a place on the team. So, honestly, yeah. The more and more we talk about Mike Tauchman, the less and less I like him, which is not a good, I liked Mike Tauchman, but anyway.
No, I think he's a, you know, he's a great utility guy. I believe that on a lot of other teams, majority of the other teams in the league, he'd be a starter for sure. But you know, we're the Yankees.
A majority of other teams in the league do not make the playoffs.
Yeah,
true.
So
maybe
true.
However, maybe,
but he'd be a starter. Yeah, but I think he'd be a starter on a lot of those teams. And that means he's just a great fourth outfielder, depending on who's playing and who's injured. And he's going to be a great utility guy and probably going to be a, you know, 270 hitter for the remainder, unless he goes off another month.
Hey, 270 is fine with me, and he's a lefty bat, so if people get injured, which obviously the whole Yankees team is made of glass, I hope the last year doesn't happen or anything like it happens, but if something like that does happen, we have Mike Tauchman to plug and play as a lefty, helps with the short porch home run numbers. I'm still a Mike Tauchman guy. I'll fight for him. Hopefully we can get a drink sometime, but
hopefully.
I'm glad he's on the team. Depth is never an issue, so... Unless you guys have anything else, I think that's the end of Mike Tauchman. Maybe, honestly, the end of his career, because we just ripped him apart.
Yeah, I just gave you every reason why.
Why he's not a good player. All right, that was Mike Tauchman. Tune in next time. See who else we talk about. Let's go, Yanks. So give it a try, and when I don't like the most, so I think it's time to have a toast. Have a toast for the douchebags. Have a toast for the assholes. Have a toast for the scumbags. Everyone and them that I know. Have a toast for the.